Today in Brisbane, a Dutch couple will be recognised for their work helping to protect Jews during the Holocaust in World War II. Jacob and Klasse van der Haar are no longer alive, but their family will accept the honour on their behalf. The couple have been recognised as Righteous Among the Nations. Now, if that sort of rings a bell, you may know it from the book written by an Australian writer, which became a movie called Schindler's List. Oskar Schindler was a recipient of this award. I'm joined by Dr. Tabor Shalev Schlosser, who's the interim Israeli ambassador to Australia. He's in Brisbane to present the award to the couple's granddaughter and family. Dr. Tabor Shalev Schlosser, just explain to me what it means, please, to be recognised as righteous among nations.
Well, good afternoon to you, Stephen. Good afternoon to the listeners. I'm very honoured to be here today in your beautiful city to be able to award this very, very special official honorary title to the couple, Jacob van der Haar, as you said, and Klasje van der Haar, born van der Weide, who saved a Jewish child in the Netherlands during the Second World War, during the Holocaust, hid the little child, saved his life, and for this reason, they will get this honorary title today, awarded by Yad Vashem. Now, Yad Vashem is the official institute in Israel for the commemoration and the education and the research of the Holocaust. This is the highest honorary title that Israel can give on behalf of the Jewish people to a non-Jew who risked his life or their lives to save Jews during the Holocaust.
Just this recognition, Righteous Among Nations, am I correct in saying it's similar to what people, my listener may know, as the recognition that Israel gave Oskar Schindler, who listeners may know from the movie Schindler's List?
It is exactly the same.
Right.
I should add that until today, as many as almost 30,000 righteous were given, awarded this very, very special title. But I should add that there were many, many more cases in which Jews, young Jews, families were saved by righteous Gentiles, as we call it, non-Jews, during the Second World War, during the Holocaust. But unfortunately, not everyone could be awarded the title for many reasons, obvious reasons that if we have time, I can also explain.
Well, Jacob and Klasse van der Haar were, what, in their 30s at the time, living in the Netherlands during World War II. What did they do after the Nazis invaded Holland or the Netherlands?
Well, this family, both of them, Jacob and Klasje, they belonged to a resistance group. They, of course, continued their life, but when the during the fall of 1942, a friend of the family who was active in the local resistance group turned to the van der Haars for help in hiding a Jewish boy.
Okay.
And they saw it as their duty to open their home to him. Now, in parallel, Joseph was the son of Benjamin and Gila Hokes from Groningen, both decided to seek hiding place instead of heeding the order to report for work in the East. So they turned to members of the local underground who took their two-year-old son, Joseph, to a number of addresses, all temporary ones, until in November 1942, it was brought to the van der Haars, now called Joop, He was presented also to the Van der Haar children, three children at the time, and to the outside world as a child whose father was working in Germany and whose mother was too ill to care for him.
So the Van der Haars took two-year-old Joseph and told their own children, gave them a sort of a slightly different story from what the facts were to protect the young child.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because if I give an example, when a nosy neighbor commented that Joop's father never came to visit him, the Van der Haars asked a friend even to pose as the father and pass by twice a year. So really, Joseph was treated as their own child, and as soon as he saw the Van der Haars, he actually saw them as his real parents. They even called them Mama and Papa.
Right.
And the children as his brothers and sisters.
My guest is the interim Israeli ambassador to Australia in Brisbane to present an award to the granddaughter and family of the story, the people you're hearing about. His name is Dr. Tabor Shalev Schlosser. Ambassador, what did they have a plan in case someone became suspicious, if someone picked up on the sort of the acting, the ruse that was underway?
Well, we can say that in case of imminent danger, let's call it this way, the Van der Haars arranged an escape plan with their immediate neighbors. A woman active in the resistance was able to forewarn the Van der Haars a number of times of upcoming raids so that Joseph could be hidden on time.
Okay.
There was also another imminent danger, as the Van der Haar home was often a meeting place for resistance members. So another episode was when collaborators came to the house looking for Jacob, the daughter Trudy, who is with us today, hid Joseph in the attic until the coast was clear. So it would be also should be noted that Joseph was 3 years hiding with the family Van der Haar.
It's a long time to hide.
Yeah, but in February 1945, a Jewish girl from Amsterdam, Sonia Peters, was also given shelter at the same family. So both stayed until the liberation of the area in April 1945.
Okay. Now, the story has a happy ending, I understand. Is it correct that the young boy Joseph was reunited with his biological parents? Can you tell me the story?
Yes, I can. I can relate to it. It has a happy ending, but it was not very easy for Joseph, as our listeners can understand, to separate himself from the Van der Haars. It was, I would even say, traumatic. But yes, his parents survived as well, and they could reunite after the war. And as the family Van der Haars immigrated to Australia, became Australian nationals, Joseph immigrated to Israel, to the newborn Israel, and could build up his own family. And for this, he also stayed in close contact with his saviors.
Yes.
Van der Haars in Australia. And this is also usually the process. As it all depends on the person who was rescued to call Yad Vashem, call the Institute, and tell them the story, and ask the Institute to recognize certain people, in this case the Van der Haars, as righteous among nations. And there is a whole process which is related to it. First, you need to be, it needs to be proven that you have saved Jewish lives during the Holocaust. The second condition is that they, the one that saved lives, or even one life, did it under a great danger, even danger to his own life. And the third important condition is that he did not gain anything out of it. He did not get a reward, so to say.
Yes.
So in this case, the process has begun by Joseph in Israel until the family was recognized as such.
Did Joseph and the family stay in contact?
Yes, all the time.
Okay.
Of course.
Is it true that they plant a tree for them at a particular grove in Israel, or did I misunderstand that?
No, you did not misunderstand that. As we all saw also, I believe most of us had the chance to watch, as you reminded us of Schindler's List, and we all remember also the last scene. At least during the first decades for the existence of the Holocaust Museum Yad Vashem in Israel, trees were planted. But today, usually it is more a plate that is being put right. in place, which commemorates these many, many righteous nominations.
So tonight, you are presenting the award to the couple's granddaughter and family here in Brisbane.
Exactly.
Well, I'm very grateful you told me this story. Dr. Tabor Shalev Schlosser, thanks very much for coming on ABC Radio Brisbane this afternoon.
Thank you very much for interviewing me.
That's Dr. Tabor Shalev Schlosser, who's the interim Israeli ambassador to Australia. He's in Brisbane to present Righteous Among the Nations Award to the granddaughter and family of Jacob and Classy Vanderhaar, who rescued a young Jewish boy at significant risk to their own lives during the Holocaust in World War II.